In the eerie stillness of silence, where worlds dissolve, anxiety takes root, and the absence of sound becomes an ominous prelude. The hushed quietude, seemingly tranquil, reveals a deafening void, echoing unspoken fears and unexpressed truths. In this silence, the mind races, haunted by the unuttered thoughts that demand acknowledgement. Yet, in this symphony of silence, there is a foreboding silence from the enemy. It's the calm before the storm, a silence carrying the anticipation of imminent retaliation. The quiet becomes a battlefield of unspoken tensions, each heartbeat a drum roll, each breath a whisper of impending conflict. As the silence deepens, it mirrors the political landscape, reflecting the unexplored depths of unrest. It's a chilling reminder of the looming unknown, a confrontation with shadows that forewarns the storm brewing on the horizon. So, let the silence speak its foreboding language, a quiet that foreshadows the tumultuous chapters ahead. In its profound embrace, one senses not just tranquility, but the unsettling calm that precedes a storm of political upheaval. The silence becomes the battlefield, and in its quiet, one discerns the ominous quietude that hints at the impending clash of forces. So, let silence serve as a warning of what's yet to come.
Sorry to wake you, but the president needs us in his office immediately. Something has happened.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll be right over.
And let's look at getting you a newer, better iHolo. The sound quality of this call is terrible.
Well, I'm not opposed to that. Thanks, Dr. Radcliffe. I'll see you in a minute. Marianne.
Oh, hey. You got a call, too?
Yeah.
I wonder what's happened.
I don't know, but I guess we're about to find out. Did you, get any sleep?
Only a couple of hours. I've just been thinking about how this is all going to turn out.
Yeah. Same here for me.
Hey guys, I know that this meeting is inconvenient given its timing and the bad weather, but seriously, thank you for being so responsible.
Of course. Can't wait to see what this is all about.
I want to leave it to President Huxley to explain, but it's not looking good, I can tell you that.
Most of the car ride was pretty silent. Marianne and I were sitting in the back of the car, silently, anxiously awaiting to hear this news. And I think I knew just might what it would be about.
Let's get you guys inside.
Follow me, please.
Hello. I apologize for the inconvenient timing, but I needed to show you this. Please have a seat. The video you are about to see demonstrates the power of artificial intelligence and showcases the ASA's ability to manipulate their people. I want to warn you, Elijah, that you, specifically, may find this disturbing.
I'm here to tell you that I'm here and alive in the Eastern Provinces. And they're holding me hostage. Please, somebody help me.
Stop him!
No, no. What?
This was released on every ASA news channel 3 hours ago. I'm sorry, Elijah. This will cause us a little bit of a setback.
Excuse me. I need a minute. I was dumbfounded. They were blatantly lying about this, and I was infuriated. Of course, I should have seen that coming. The epidemic of fake news that began around a century ago, I recently learned, was one of the main contributing factors of the USA's demise. Now, the people of the ASA were being fooled by their leaders. What cowardice. I'm sorry. I just needed a minute. So, what do we do now?
It appears that only the government, the WCO, and the elite have seen your video. They are hiding the truth from the people. We've also just received intel that network access has become extremely restricted in the States, so anytime people want to look up what really happened, your video or any real information cannot be found. Most are convinced you are our hostage. Things are not looking bright at the moment, unfortunately. For now, stand by and prepare to take orders.
You're listening to Time Faction at War, Episode 1. Thank you for listening, and find the next episode wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Enjoy the show.
Elijah, now that you are an enemy of the States, this could pose a threat to your safety. Now, please don't panic. We will protect you at all costs. As long as you stay here, we can guarantee your safety. But we don't know what they're going to do. Worst case scenario, they could send out assassins, kill you, and cover up the story by blaming your death on us. Again, please don't panic. From here on, you are on strict orders to stay within the WPA premises. And if you go out, an armed agent will accompany you. I hate to do this to you, but this is for your safety. If necessary, the president stated that he will close down our borders so that no one from the ASA can legally come here.
Wow. They would close down the borders to protect one man? No, there's something more behind that. I think they were preparing for the worst case scenario. War. Well, like I told President Huxley, I'll do whatever's needed of me.
Excellent. We will continue to attempt to broadcast your video to the States so that the people can see it. We have professionals working now to hack into their systems to override the network firewalls. This may be considered an act of aggression, but it is necessary.
I understand.
Okay, now for the interesting part. We will require you to complete basic combat training in our facility if you so choose to continue this mission. Consider it being a part of the military, but not as straightforward. If you are successful with this mission, no military position can outdo your prestige.
Oh, well, it's an honor to be here, that's for sure.
Thank you, Elijah. That's all I needed to see you for.
Anytime.
Hello?
Hey, Marianne?
Hey, what's up?
Do you mind if I stop by your place and see you for a minute?
Not at all. Come on over.
All right. Thanks. I'll be right over.
Hey, did you get a new iHolo?
Yup. Sounds great, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, I'll see you in a minute. Bye-bye.
Hey.
Hey. So, Radcliffe said I'm not allowed to leave without a guard.
Oh.
Yeah.
guess that makes sense for them to do. But hey, at least you have me here. And we can binge-watch movies and shows and spend more time together here. I won't let you get bored.
Oh? Well, I have high expectations then. Thanks, Marianne.
Are you ready to begin?
Hit me.
Commencing combat simulation in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
As you might could tell, I had begun my training. Thankfully, they weren't as tough on me as someone in the military, but they required that I do rigorous physical activities as well as combat practice with holographic simulators. In a dark room, digital figures of people with what looked like weapons charged at me. I was given some barriers to hide behind and was told to shoot them without being hit. It took many attempts over the course of several weeks, but in the end, I was agile, dodging bullets, and getting multiple kills within seconds of each other. I looked like I was in an action movie. Additionally, I got to work with Marianne, since she, too, would be working with me on this mission. However, over the course of my training, tensions between the nations rose drastically.
Oh, great. What now?
Breaking news. Tensions rise in the States as protests begin to break out across major cities. People are enraged at the provinces for holding Elijah Maddox hostage. I'm standing here now with a new Seattle resident who has a few thoughts to share. What is your opinion on how the eastern provinces are handling the situation?
I think that they're hypocrites of freedom. That's what. As you can see around me, Janice, people here want the provinces to let him go. It's insufferable how they advocate for freedom, yet are using this poor boy as a ransom of sorts.
Well, there you have it. With New Seattle Post, I'm Janice Duke.
It angered me that so many people could believe the media like that. Eventually, the disorder rose to the point where people were rioting in the streets, burning the already battered buildings that hadn't been renovated in decades due to the weak economy of the ASA. It didn't make sense that they were tearing down their own country because of it. But I guess how it went was once one person decides to do something irrational, many people follow. I almost felt bad for the ASA, but their downfall was necessary. After a month of continued instability in the ASA, I was called to a top-secret meeting by Dr. Radcliffe, where only the most important people of authority and the WPA were present, along with Marianne and I.
I have called you all here to inform you about an update with the current political instability and how it affects us. President Huxley just informed me that the president of the ASA released a statement that said to release Elijah or face consequences. This is our first threat received by them in a long time. For the past few decades, we have worked hard to maintain peace and have come close to being in an alliance. However, this seems to all have been undone. I know this is disheartening for you all. None of us want to admit it, but war is probable. We have to prepare for the worst, regardless. There is no action required of you as of now, but please keep this information confidential, as we need not create panic in others. Thank you, and be prepared to take action. Have a pleasant rest of your day.
After we concluded, everyone slowly got up, quietly murmuring to one another. Marianne and I slipped out of the meeting room, holding each other's hands. I could tell Marianne was just as nervous as I was. We are in the middle of the biggest city in the nation. What if they attacked us? I knew Huxley had a strong military and great defenses, but the fact that war could break out scared me. Huxley was not going to respond to the ASA's threats and was going to wait it all out, which made things even more suspenseful. And then, one dreaded night, about a week later, as Marianne and I were watching movies in her apartment, the display on the TV suddenly went dark. Since we had the lights off, it seemed as if the power had gone out. What the?
Attention. This is the Federal Emergency Alert System. This is not a test. An airstrike has been detected and confirmed in Birmingham in the Magnolia Frontier Province. If you are in this area, take shelter immediately. Fighter craft will be in city airspace in 5 minutes. All residents of the eastern provinces, prepare to take shelter for probable attacks in major cities. Atlanta, Magnolia Frontier, Charlotte, Piedmont Union, Baltimore, Chesapeake, New Boston, Hudson Commonwealth, and Bangor, Acadia.
Why would they attack a civilian city?
It's gotta be because it's on the border. They're probably trying to choke the provinces out to weaken them, just like they did in the first war, and Birmingham is a good start.
Hey listeners, thank you for listening to the first episode of the second season of Time Faction. I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode as much as I enjoyed producing it. Stay tuned to hear about how the story escalates next time in episode 2. And remember, your feedback is greatly appreciated. You can contact me at timefactionseries@gmail.com if you have any suggestions for the show. See you next time.